Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Kenya, the fraud soup on the floor. How could I help you?
Yes, ma'am. The lady transferred over to you because there's been charges on my account and I didn't authorize any of that.
Okay, well, I'll be more than happy.
I've never even heard of y'all.
Okay, well, I'll be more than happy to look into that for you. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your first and last name and mailing address?
My first name is Ronald. Last name is Solace.
Thank you.
Mailing address is 21401 Southeast 74th.
Thank you for that. And I'm waiting on this to load here. Okay. So let's see. Okay, so it looks like back on May 26th, the shipping was paid for a drill. It was for $7.95. So usually that charge is created through receiving an email or doing a survey letting you know you have won the drill or you have the chance to win the drill in a raffle.
What email do y'all have on file?
We have sales.777.rs@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's an old email. My email is totally different. It's ronald.solace@cactuswellhead.com.
Okay.
I don't know who's got this information, but it sounds to me like I need to cancel my card as well.
Okay.
And
so
get a new one.
The email or the survey that you receive, it wouldn't have been when you got charged. It would have been before the charge. So the email or the survey creates the charge, which is why I was asking, have you never received an email or did a survey letting you know you have the chance to win a drill or that you already won a drill in a raffle?
No, ma'am. I don't even look at that email.
And no one in your household signed up for this in your name that you know of?
No, it's just me and my wife.
Okay. Well, with this being fraud, we will contact your local authorities to provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that would have been used to place the order online. And then your local authorities will be able to locate the location of where that order took place. As of right now, I have gotten this canceled and refunded for you, so the refund can take up to 3 to 5 business.
That's fine. I do recall I just got my Facebook back on because somebody hacked into my Facebook as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fine. I mean, whatever you need to do, I just need to cancel this card, and I don't need any kind of money taken out of my card. The thing is, I don't even use that card that often. It's just an expense card is what it is. It's not even out of my main account.
Right.
I actually transferred money into that card. And that's the reason the lady said y'all tried to get some money out of there before and it declined it. The reason why is I don't keep that much in there for that reason right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, yes, sir, I completely understand. And so I did make sure that this was completely canceled for you.
Okay.
And was there anything else that I could check into?
The money that y'all took out this weekend, am I going to get that back, or how does that work?
Right, so that is a part of the fraud protocol, so you will be...
Okay, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to call, as soon as I hang up with you, I'm going to call my bank and make sure that is not taken out of my account.
Well, if it's being refunded and if you cancel it with them, then that may cause an issue with you receiving the refund. So I would just give it the 3 to 5 business days.
Well, right now it's just pending. It's not been pulled out of my account. It's pending right now.
Okay. Well, was there
anything else? You see what I'm saying? Yeah, and there was another one that was for...
So you only have 2 charges. You only have a $7.95 and a $39.99. All of the other charges declined.
Okay. I'm just looking through my account right now. Okay, that's fine.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support and have a good one.
Thank you.